BMW, not quite making the repeater.
I'm making it now.
It's scratchy, but I got a copy on you.
I'm sorry. This is about the first time in a year or two I've been on. Or tried to get on. I'll do better next week.
Good, you're making it. It's just scratchy. It's just radio. That's okay.
Richard.
Good morning. What's your name?
Basecax. Richard is Patrick and Ken. Ken, but I didn't get any of that one.
Yeah, I didn't. It was breaking up. Good morning.
Richard, you're going to have to walk around until you find the best signal while I'm talking, and then stay right there in that one spot to talk on the HD. But good to hear you. Been wondering what happened to you. So giving you a chance to find you a better spot and find your ex. But we what? Last two transmissions, you ain't made it.
I'm doing any better now. Been on in a long, long time, but I'm going to try to get my station set up again next week and be on better. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
To hear you. Like I said, I was wondering what happened to you, but good to hear you out there, and good luck getting your station set back up.
We're still alive and well. Just have other things going on. And I appreciate y'all. Appreciate you. I'll try to talk to you next week. Came for old W.
For OW. Be careful. Good to hear you again. KO4HKX. 73.
73, Richard. Good to hear you. KN4TFW.
Three brothers. K4 old David.
They going up on the totals a little bit. That's awesome.
I sure, ma'am.
So we know it'll stick at your house since it's still ice up there, right?
Yeah, and then it'll be here for months.
It'll feel like winter time.
But it's been down below freezing. It got up a whopping 36 yesterday. That was it.
Copy that.
It's melting.
80 spots in my yard, the back deck, and that still got ice on it.
W2JKT mobile. And, yeah, I understand, Ken. My whole yard's that way.
Good morning, Eric. KN4, TFW.
On my deck in the back because it never gets any sun in the winter. And I think the Shelby forecast is up to like 6 inches now.
Got a good hill to go sleigh riding with kids.
I was hoping to get work done this weekend. We were going to have a dumpster delivered on Friday to clean out my house to put it on the market, but I guess we're going to have to delay that a week.
Yeah, I got to make a dump run this evening when I get home, because I might have to go to Anderson on Friday to work on a refrigerator.
You're acting up.
The mouse chewed the cord. I'm just struggling with that. They're saying a mouse.
Happened, but
microphone warmed up here a minute. It button doesn't want to push down good when it's cold. I think they forecast in for the snow a little bit low, I think.
Hopefully just not going to happen because they always love to predict a lot of snow, and there's no requirement that they put any effort into actually being right. So I think it's more sensationalist to forecast a bunch of snow even if it never happens.
talking about that, and he's saying it's making it hard to predict because of how cold it's going to be. So apparently that has an effect on the total.
The forecast right now for Shelby is 5.4 inches over the 36-hour period. So, I mean, that's a pretty good amount of snow. The storm, and they were still predicting 10 inches of snow for Shelby, and of course, obviously, that didn't happen. So, we'll see what the forecast looks like tomorrow night.
See all the memes on Facebook about the weather forecaster.
Any of them.
We're giving that guy on Channel 4 the Generator Salesman of the Year Award and all kinds of stuff like that. Up about the weather, and like you said, sensationalizes it.
Over the interstate, saying that the crews are treating the roads today, so be careful.
Copy that. It's probably a good thing I didn't wash Mama's Jeep. I got it all trashed going to work 2 days.
Here, where they were out of salt and couldn't afford to buy any more.
Mark said he was looking for some, you know, salt to put down, and all he could find was powdered pool salt. He said that worked really good. I've never tried that.
I always use ice melt rock salt.
Finally got my delivery of ice melt. Got me a 150-pound bag.
Treated all of our sidewalks and the parking deck stairs and all that stuff, and they put down about an inch thick layer of salt on everything, so you're walking along crunching on a bed of salt. So they definitely over deployed it a little bit, but I suppose it's probably okay now that we're going to get another storm.
We went in on Monday morning and chipped all the ice off of all the sidewalks and everything. You got it all cleared.
Answering the wife's question.
Maintenance, and everybody had to go in on Monday morning and clear all the snow and the ice off of all their sidewalks.
At this ice is when it starts to melt, and then it doesn't completely melt. It gets really slick.
A few spots like that on Wade Hampton, like across from John's, the whole right lane for 200 feet is still solid ice.
Are any of you guys interested in a dual band vertical for a home station? I've got like two or three of them in my garage at the house we're selling, and I'm not going to use them. So if either of you guys want one, let me know.
40.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
As for right now, I have one set up on my magnetic mount.
Hey, Patrick, you want one with an N connector or a UHF connector? Maria.
2 meter radio I have at the house is either an HD or this one.
Figure out how to finally meet up for once, because we never have, but yeah, we're cleaning everything out this weekend, but I think I have three of these antennas total. I've got an X30, an X50 with the UHF, and an X50 with the N connector. Do you want the X30 or the X50? The X50 is higher gain, a little bit longer than the X30.
I have to look and see. I really don't know either one of those antennas right off. And I have to come down your way on the 13th of February if you're going to be around. 13th of February.
That day, so yeah, that worked fine.
The Sharp or Matthews, and get my taxes all done from last year.
Timing, and we'll meet up, and I'll get to this thing. So yeah, that'll work out great.
I'll get to them, and I'll let you know.
And with lower gain being up in the mountains, because it's got a broader vertical pattern, so you have a broader angle in the vertical plane. So get you, you know, a little higher angle to get out of the mountains and stuff. But yeah, look at them. I'll text you. It's a Diamond X30, Diamond X50. And the only difference is both the gain and the pattern. So just check it out when you get a chance.
Okay. Hey, Eric, there's something going on at the 67. They're all slowing down.
All right, thanks for the heads up. I'll keep an eye on it. I don't see it yet, but I'm getting there.
I think it might be a assault truck in the right-hand lane that's causing everybody to back up and having to get over.
I'm at the 8 right now, so I don't see any slowdown on Google Maps, but I'm sure I'll be there shortly. 70 approaching exit 68.
Moving, you know what I mean? But it was like 40 mile an hour, and it looked like everybody was trying to get over to the left.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The right lane is a little wet here, so I think you're right. I think that's probably a brine truck we're coming up on. In the right lane just ahead of me, his tires are a little shiny, so I think they probably just sprayed it. Slow down now.
That's all it is.
Some trucker had to slam the brakes or something and smoked it a little bit.
News last night, a propane tanker ran off the road somewhere up there by Patrick. Somewhere up there by Patrick.
64, the road's still shut down.
There is a crash here on the southbound side. There's a vehicle blocking the right lane, crashed, and the other vehicle is up about 100 yards. No emergency vehicles on scene yet.
It just happened right before I got there, because I knew I didn't see no blue lights or anything.
18-wheeler carrying trailer load of propane rolled off over a bank yesterday.
That was a pretty bad wreck. That car, that first car, the whole front end was smashed in pretty good. There was somebody getting out of the car, so I hope that they're all right. But, yeah, that one was a doozy.
You knew about it before you got there.
If I was able to get myself over into the far left lane long before it became a factor.
That's one thing I missed about the old 11 meters from, you know, 20-something years ago, when you knew about it before you ever got there, before they had the GPS and Google Maps.
Are you interested in having a 2-meter 440 for your house? Because I got plenty of extras. I can give you one.
Just getting rid of one, you know. I wouldn't mind taking it. I could hook it up to my power supply.
Of TM-721s, they're like an older Kenwood, but they have a beautiful display on them, and I have two of them, so I have no problem giving you one of them.
Might make it easier to check into the net.
I do for a full roll of coax.
The net. You're in better sleep by the time the net starts.
Like everybody else, check in when I get up in the morning, right? And then make it announced.
Off all the sad hams by checking in on the internet.
Well, that way when you retire, you can still get on here in the morning with us.
I can sit on the back porch and drink coffee.
When I fall.
Sit there for hours and watch it. I was watching all the... I filled up all the bird feeders, man. They were having a field day during the storm.
What I like about watching it snow is the quiet. Just the quiet and the calm is just... It's very noticeable for me.
Snow's supposed to be a real light, fluffy snow and not that wet kind like we normally get.
Like I said, I hadn't even been listening to the weather forecast. I just look at the weather bug on my phone. Tells me, yep, there's a 70% chance. Might want to look into being ready.
By how cold it is, it can either be a 10-to-1 ratio or a 15-to-1 or sometimes even a 20-to-1.
It makes a difference in the size of the flakes and the moisture in the air. If it's too cold, you don't have the moisture.
See, they were showing this morning the whole state of South Carolina will have snow.
Carolina. Carolina is going to get more snow than it's gotten in 20 years. I think the last big one was they got 3.5 inches in Charlotte back in like 2006 or something.
On the national news, the only state that didn't have snow was Florida.
Oh. Did it take the wife to work this morning?
Up there by you?
KO4H gets mainly the driveway here where I'm at, and then when you get toward Rosman High School, some of the roads start getting icy again.
For all that snow on top of it.
Giving Ken a hard time about wishing it was going to snow because I ain't got rid of the ice and stuff yet.
Traction in the snow.
Another thing I have to give away from the house, I have a couple of really nice steel case desks. They're actual steel. It's old cubicle furniture from when I worked at Honeywell, but I'm not going to move them into that regular house. So if either of you guys want one, I have those free to get home as well.
Been looking for one of those desks, just figuring out how to move it from there to here.
Into flat pieces, so you know, it's just four sheet metal screws on each side, or machine screws on each side that hold it all together. So it's each of them is four pieces. There's the top each side, and then there's a back piece, and they screw together, you know, real easy with the 8 screws. So they're easy to transport.
I'd definitely be interested in one of those too.
I can take them apart. I'll set one aside for you. How about you, Ken?
Yes. No use for that. I got a big oak teacher's desk and that, so I can't use that. Now, if you got a fish tank, if this is going to be the second weekend in a row, I won't get to go to the Hendersonville Pet Shop.
I'm wishing for snow, you might make it.
Patrick has a point.
One of my parameters must not be exactly right in the water because I keep end up missing my shrimp. I don't know where they're going.
Get in the car and I'll be back here in just a few minutes, okay? KO4H get.
KN4TFW, I'm going to have to say 73. I'm rolling down to the gate here. So everybody be safe and I guess I'll catch you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Have a great day. I may or may not be here tomorrow. I might take a PTO day so I can start hauling stuff out and get into the carport ready for our dumpster. Try to get everything in it maybe Friday, you know, before. So anyway, have a good one. We'll talk to you later. WTJKT.
It snows a lot. KN4TFW.
Say 73. She's on the phone with my son, so no way I can't carry on two conversations in the vehicle. You be safe. Good to hear you. And I'll get with you about the desk and the antenna. And thanks for that, KO4HK. Have a great day.
Patrick, and have a great day, both of you, and be safe on those roads. And we'll talk to you later. W2JKT.